I've been keeping so far this year an online data count. It's like an online abacus using datum, daytum.com, which is quite a useful, if utterly pointless, resource for logging various facets and minor details of your everyday life and existence. What I've been doing, I've had two concurrent counts running parallel with each other. I've been addressing which pikes I've been riding each day from my fleet. And I've also been, of more interest to me, seeing where I swim each morning, either indoors, which includes Clapham or Brixton, in a very sterile, soulless, sweaty environment. But hey, a swim is a swim. Or outdoors at the fantastic, lovely Lido, Brockwell Lido, although I do think at the start of my datum count, what did creep in was a one-off random swim up at London Fields. But hey, it was outdoors, it all counts. Now, I've reached a tipping point. I think this is significant news, worthy of me documenting it further still in an audio format, in that my days of swimming outdoors this year, this morning, actually matched the same number of days I've spent swimming indoors, which I think is marvellous. So I started off swimming back in January when I was doing my logging indoors, and I had 123 days of swimming indoors. And when the Lido opened its gates for the summer season this year, which was back at the start of May, I kind of penciled in roughly, I thought, come mid-September, if I'm going to swim more or less every day, which I have been doing, then around this time of the year, I'm going to be matching my indoor swimming feats, which I have done. So I feel very, very pleased. And furthermore, I think there is cause for an increased and continued celebration in that the Lido, we're going all the way through, we think, not quite confirmed, but we think, until the end of October this year. And boy, it's going to get cold. I've just returned today and I was swimming amongst the conkers that were bobbing up and down. And there was an incredibly brave young lady in a bikini in the lane next to me, whereas I had my wetsuit on and my swimming hat, and I was still shivering. And we've got another 5 or 6 or so weeks of this to go. But it has been wonderful. So you can check out my datum feed. If you just go to datum.com, do a search for Onion Bag Blogger, and I'm going to also link to it on my blog. I don't really know what it proves using datum, and it is utterly pointless. But I think if anything, it's just given me a sense of knowing that swimming outdoors is a realistic option. It's a choice that you can sustain throughout the year, and it gives me immense pleasure, far more so than swimming indoors. And I've managed to log the number of days that have matched my indoor efforts. So another 5 weeks or so, continuing clicking each morning on my alfresco datum outdoor stream, and then we're back to Clapham, and that's where the trouble starts.